So, hello students, now we start module number 3 of chapter Unit and Measurement. Contents of this module are propagation and combination of errors in addition, subtraction, multiplication, division and power raised to the quantity. Then significant figures and their rules, rounding off of an uncertain digit in significant figure, rules for arithmetic operation with significant figures. Now, propagation and combination of errors. The first is combination of error in a sum, means now we want to discuss if the two physical quantities are added, how the absolute errors propagate or combine. Suppose two physical quantities A and B have measured values A plus minus delta A and B plus minus delta B respectively, where delta A and delta B are their absolute errors. Now we wish to find the errors delta Z in their sum. So now we write Z equals to A plus B, that is their sum. Now by addition, if we write Z plus minus delta Z, then on RHS side we will also write A plus minus delta A plus bracket B plus minus delta B. On solving, we will get the maximum permissible error or maximum possible error in Z is delta Z equals to plus minus delta A plus delta B. That means the rule become like that. When two quantities are added, the absolute error in the final result is the sum of the absolute errors in the individual quantities. Now, combination of the errors in difference. Let two physical quantities A and B have measured value A plus minus delta A and B plus minus delta B respectively, where delta A and delta B are their absolute errors. Now we wish to find the errors delta Z in the difference. Now we write Z equals to A minus B. Then by subtraction rule we can write Z plus minus delta Z equals to A plus minus delta A minus B plus minus delta B. Then Z plus minus delta Z equals to A minus B plus minus delta A plus minus delta B. And here also, to get the maximum permissible error, we will write the absolute error in Z is plus minus delta Z equals to plus minus delta A plus delta B. That means in difference also the same rule is there. When the two quantities are subtracted, the absolute error in the final result is the sum of absolute errors in the individual quantities. Now, combination of errors of a product. Suppose Z equals to A into B and measured value of A and B are A plus minus delta A and B plus minus delta B. Then Z plus minus delta Z equals to A plus minus delta A multiplied with bracket B plus minus delta B. Then we get AB plus minus B delta A plus minus A delta B plus minus delta A into delta B. Dividing LHS by Z and RHS by Z equals to AB, we have 1 plus minus delta Z upon Z equals to 1 plus minus delta A upon A plus minus delta B upon B plus minus delta A upon A into delta B upon B. Since delta A and delta B are very small, so we shall ignore their product delta A into delta B. Now, maximum permissible error in relative error. Delta Z upon Z equals to, we get delta A upon A plus delta B upon B. So the rule become like that. When the two quantities are multiplied or divide, means the same rule will be applicable for division also. Then the relative error in the result is the sum of the relative errors in the multipliers. Now, combination of error for a quotient or division. If we say x equals to a plus a upon b, then we can write by division x plus minus delta x, then a plus minus delta a upon b plus minus delta b, then a plus minus delta a into bracket b plus minus delta b power minus 1. Then we apply binomial theorem and solve. Then after solving, we get the same result as we obtained in the multiplication of two quantities. That is, delta x upon x is equals to delta a upon a plus delta b upon b. So the combination and propagation of error in division and multiplication operation is same. Now, errors in case of a measured quantity raised to a power. That means, let us consider z equals to a square, then delta z upon z equals to, we can write bracket delta a upon a plus delta a upon a, that is 2 into delta a upon a. Hence, relative error in a square is 2 times the errors in a. In general, if z equals to a raised to power p, b raised to power q divided by c raised to power r, then we can write delta z upon z p delta a upon a plus q bracket delta b upon b plus r delta z upon delta c upon c. The rule is, the relative error in a physical quantity raised to the power k times is the k times the relative error in the individual quantity. Means the power become multiplier to the relative error in that physical quantity if there is a power raised to any measured physical quantity. Now, student, a sample question is there so that you can understand better this propagation and combination of error. And then it is suggested that you solve the numericals from your NCERT textbook also. Then you will have the clear idea how to use this formula in numerical or application part. Let us take a sample question. A physical quantity x is related to four measurable quantities a, b, c and d as follows: x equals to a square b cube c raised to power 5 pi 2 upon d square or d power minus 2. The same thing is there. The percentage error in the measurement of a, b, c, d are 1%, 2%, 3% and 4% respectively. Then what is the percentage error in quantity x? If the x calculate on the basis of above relation is 2.763, then what value should you round off the result? This is the additional question it is asked. So student, now you see this formula is a square b cube c raised to power 5 by 2 d power minus 2. Now, as I told you, if z equals to a raised to power p, b raised to power q upon c raised to power r, then the power becomes multiplier. Then we can write the maximum permissible error or percentage error in x equals to 2 delta a upon a into 100 plus 3 delta b upon b into 100 plus 5 by 2 delta c upon c into 100 plus 2 delta d upon d into 100. Here one important thing is that there is a negative power on d, that is minus 2, but in percentage error we have written plus 2. The same reason is there to find the maximum permissible error. So student, on solving you will get the percentage error in the measurement of x is 23.5%. So mean absolute error is plus minus 0.235 or plus minus 24. Rounding off up to two significant figures. So on the basis of these values, the value of x should have two significant figures only, that is 2.8. So this is the sample question. Now the very important topic related to the error measurement, significant figures. In any measured quantity, the reliable digit plus the first uncertain digit are known as significant digits or significant figures. For example, if we say the period of oscillation of simple pendulum is 1.62 seconds, the digits 1 and 6 are reliable and certain. But the digit 2 is uncertain. More number of significant figure means more precise that measured value. Now students, there are some rules for determining the number of significant figure in any measured quantity. The first rule is all known zeros digit are significant figures. Suppose we take an example 2354, which has all known zero digits. So there will be four significant figures in this. Now second rule, all zeros between two known zero digits are significant. Means I say 1003, that means there will be four significant figures because both the zeros lying between known zeros. All zeros to the right of non-zero digit but left to the understood decimal point are not significant, but such zeros are significant if they come from a measurement. All zeros to the right of non-zero digit but to the left of decimal place are significant. All zeros to the right of decimal point are significant. All zeros to the right of decimal point but to the left of known zero digits are not significant. Signal zero, conventionally placed to the left to the decimal point, is not significant. The number of significant figure does not depend on the unit system. If we change the unit system, then number of significant figure remain unchanged. Rules for rounding of uncertain digit. There are some rules for rounding off. Insignificant digit that is to be dropped if more than 5, then 5, then preceding unit or digit is raised by 1. For example, in 3.137, now we want to drop 7. Now 7 is more than 5. So we will drop 7 and the previous digit 3 will be raised by 1. So we will get the result 3.14. Insignificant digit to be dropped is less than 5, then preceding digit is left unchanged, means 3.132 if I write. Then if we want to drop 2, then 2 is less than 5, then 2 will be removed and there will no change in 3, so the result will be 3.13. if insignificant digit to be dropped is equal to 5, then preceding digit if even, then it is left unchanged. Now we want to remove 5 itself, so now we have condition 3.125. now we want to drop 5, but I see that the previous digit 2 is even, so we will remove 5 and no change in 2, so the result will be 3.12. now significant insignificant digit to be dropped is equal to 5 if preceding digit is odd, then it is raised by 1. So now I write 3.135. now if I want to drop 5, then I will write the result 3.14 because the preceding digit is 3, that is odd. Now there are some rules for mathematical operations with significant figures, that is very important also. In multiplication or division, there are same rule. The final result should retain as many significant figures as are there in the original number with the least significant figure. Means the result should have the least significant figure. Suppose example we take, density should be reported to the three significant figures in the given example. Suppose we write 4.237 gram upon 2.51 centimeter, then its result will be limited up to three significant figure because the number with least significant figure is 3, significant figure, that is 2.51. In addition or subtraction, the final result should retain as many decimal places as there are in the number with least decimal place. See, means in addition or subtraction, we see the least number after decimal place. For example, the sum of the numbers 436.32 gram and 227.2 gram and 0.301 gram. Now, arithmetic addition, the result is 663.821 gram. But the least precise measurement will be 227.2 is correct to only one decimal place. The final result should therefore be rounded to the 663.8. Okay, students, means we take the least digit after decimal in the operations of addition and subtraction. So these are the basically important result related to the arithmetic operations. So students, this is the end of error analysis in module 3. Now it is expected from you students that you solve the various types of questions on the propagation and combinations of error and ask the doubt to your teachers. So this is the end of module 3. Thank you very much.